Just take your Bibles and turn with me first to the New Testament, then back to the Old. The New Testament, Romans 14, verse 17, found on page 1207. We've read from this passage a few times. It's one of those passages, all is God's Word, but it's really good to commit to memory. It really states succinctly a fundamental truth of the Christian faith. Romans 14, verse 17. Then we'll turn back to Isaiah 26, from which our text is taken this morning. Hear now God's holy word. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let us turn back to Isaiah 26, found on page 746. We'll read the first 9 verses. Our focus will be on verses 3 and 4. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. And our text takes us back to verses 3 and 4. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The congregation of Lord Jesus Christ, let me ask you on this morning, the first day of the year of our Lord, 2019, are you at peace? How peaceful is your life? Now, we're not simply talking about a sort of calm, that sort of peace, but being complete, fulfilled, whole. That's the peace every human needs. And yet, so few have it. None of us have it perfectly. For we await the resurrection. But still peace. This peace. Perfect peace. It's what we need in the coming year. But where to get it? Well, God's word tells us where. From whom? As I proclaim to you this morning of the new year, God grants peace to those who trust him. God grants peace to those who trust in him. And first, we want to consider perfect peace. Now, our reading began in verse 1 with the phrase, in that day. And this refers to a time in the future from when the prophet Isaiah lived. He lived during the reigns of several kings of Judah. He prophesied the exile of Judah to Babylon. But he also prophesied that Judah would be brought back, restored from exile. And that the Messiah would come. In that day refers especially to that time after the exile returns. Now, this not only concerns Israel, the church, but it has a contrast in mind between the remnant of the church and the laying low of other nations, nations that had boasted over Israel before. Now, our passage comes after chapter 25, and especially in verse 10 of that chapter, in that day comes after the destruction of Moab. A nation bordering Israel, a nation often at war, hostile to Israel. Moab is brought low. Zion, whom Moab opposed, the church will be restored, exalted. We've seen in our Advent series briefly with Nehemiah, that was one fulfillment of that, when the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt. But there's a further fulfillment. For although Nehemiah rebuilt Jerusalem's walls, and even though God gave a measure of hope through Nehemiah, under Nehemiah's leadership, the remnant was far from being at earthly peace, having perfect peace. This prophecy looks beyond even the time of Nehemiah. Looks to the Messiah, to Jesus. In the time of the Messiah, it's then not simply earthly walls and bulwarks of the earthly city of Jerusalem that Isaiah has in mind of which we read. But it is salvation itself. As verse 1 mentions, we have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Salvation is closely connected to righteousness. Verse 2 tells us this. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. And while Isaiah does not clearly spell out the connection here, we know. Because we live after the Messiah, after Christ has come, after he has lived, died, been raised from the dead, and ascended into heaven. We begin this year, the year of our Lord, 2019, almost 2,000 years after the coming of Christ. And his bringing about salvation. Redemption. 2,000 years after the kingdom of heaven broke into our world through the work of Jesus. We read in Romans 14, verse 17, that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is a matter of peace. That is, of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, in bringing the kingdom of heaven, he brings peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He brings the peace that Isaiah prophesied. Now, what is this peace? Well, its foundation, its heart, isn't a peace that we can feel, but it's an objective peace, a peace that exists regardless of what we feel inside. It's a peace between sinners, believing sinners, and the Holy God, which Jesus brought about by offering himself as a sacrifice to pay for our sins, to reconcile us to God. That Jesus satisfied God's justice against our sins by his death for sins. And that we who believe, all who believe in Jesus, we are blessed because of Christ's sacrifice. We are considered, declared righteous. Verse 2, open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. In Christ, we are righteous. God forgives your sins, my sins. God is not angry with us, for Jesus paid for our sins. What a way to enter into the new year. To hear that peace that Christ has brought, that peace, the foundation for our being in the kingdom of God. If someone does not have this peace with God, at peace with God, he, she doesn't have peace. Not really. It's impossible. But there is more to peace that the Messiah brings. For Isaiah said there in verse 3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Now in the Hebrew language in which Isaiah wrote, Isaiah did not write perfect peace, but he wrote peace, peace. That's a Hebrew way of speaking that is translated well in our language, perfect peace. It gets at peace as much as peace can be. And this perfect peace, it includes that objective peace with God, being reconciled to him through Christ's death on the cross, as well as peace in other ways, in other areas. Now, peace that we can feel, that's often the peace people in our world say they're looking for. They want a feeling of calmness, a removing of anxiety, a tightness in the chest, so our legs don't shake, so we don't get headaches, so we aren't irritable, so we can sleep at night. And doctors, they attest to the effects on our bodies of a lack of feeling of peace, stress, worry. We are looking for peace that is more, though, than a peace we can feel inside. We're looking for peace between nations, aren't we? We're looking for peace within our country, the shouting factions. Peace, perhaps we've seen relatives at this time that fight, are at odds. Peace. Calm after days of overly boisterous children. And no doubt you can think of other areas where peace is desired. And while our hope is founded on the peace Jesus has brought between God and us, that is ultimate, that overflows into other areas of life. This peace, this perfect peace, it is peace that affects us, areas of life. And God keeps in perfect peace the one whose mind is stayed on Him. Now that seems like promising the moon, doesn't it? At first glance, this seems to be promising earthly ideas of wholeness and salvation instead of spiritual ones. But that is what God's word seems to be saying. That is what God provides, perfect peace. The key is to understand this in terms of the kingdom of heaven, which is a matter of peace. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not the kingdoms of this world, not yet. It's found within the kingdoms of earth. It touches every area of life. There is much within your life and my life, the world that is not the kingdom of heaven, but it does fill every part. And we pray, thy kingdom come. But as the kingdom comes in your life, in my life, our lives, there is peace. Conflicts are solved, at least diffused, as husband and wife together sit down, pray together, and walk through what God's word says about their conflict. Our anxiety is addressed as we prayerfully present our fears and cares and worries to the Lord, casting our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. As your mind is stayed on the Lord and what He has done in Christ, placing your entire life under His Spirit and Word, there is peace. That doesn't mean all our earthly problems are removed, no. But God gives a peace in them. Brothers and sisters, pray that God's kingdom would come, a kingdom of peace. And with your praying, by God's grace, submit to His rule over you, for that is a sure sign of His kingdom coming, when His rule is accepted. Keep your mind stayed on God. How? How do we do that? Get into the Word of God. Read it. Study it. Hear it. Do you have problems with other people? Again, if they claim to be a believer, sit down with them over the Bible. Talk about the problems between you. Bring in someone else to help talk through the problems as the Bible addresses them. Husbands, fathers, this is especially your duty to promote peace within your home by being led from God's Word, keeping your mind stayed on Him. Pray that God would change hearts. Pray that God would lead you, keep your mind on Him, grant you that peace. Congregation, don't we want perfect peace in this coming year? We don't know what we'll go through. The Lord knows. He's got it all planned out. We don't know what will go on in our church family, in our state, in our nation, in our world. 2019, it will have challenges. Well, much going on. So where do we go to find peace in 2019? Don't look to it from the government. Don't look to it success in your job or in the office or in the field. Don't think that your spouse or any relationship can give it. And what does the Word of God say? Verse 3, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Perfect peace comes from God. To those who walk by faith, trust in Him. Trust in Him. And He will keep you in perfect peace. Now, if our faith was perfect, we would always have that feeling of peace even. We would go through trials, yes, but even in the midst of our struggling and trials, there would be a peace from God, a peace that human understanding cannot grasp. Although the world would hate you for being at peace with God, for it hates God, you would be at peace. Because you and I, we are rooted in God's grace in Christ. Doesn't mean we're passive, inactive, But in our activity, there's a resting in the Lord that does calm our fears. Fears might be there, but faced with this peace, faced in faith, God's word is true, brothers and sisters. But in this life, your faith, my faith, our faith is weak. God's kingdom comes, that is true, but not until the last day does God's kingdom come in its fullness. And until then, we struggle. Our weak faith leads to many struggles. Many times when we do not submit to God's rule by His Word and Spirit. Many times when we're not resting in Christ as we should. And so this call comes to us. We need to hear this. The most mature believer among us needs to hear again, trust in Him. As verse 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. Not just when you're young, not just during easy times or hard times, forever. You keep Him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because He trusts in you. Perfect peace. But there is more to this perfect peace than our being calm. For if this peace, this perfect peace, is to exist, it does flow over more and to more than you and me right now in this new year. It goes to the whole extent of creation. And we consider that as we move to in our second point. This perfect peace is also lasting peace. Lasting peace. Now our text says that the Lord, that He keeps, or He watches, He guards. That's another way of translating that. He keeps in perfect peace the one whose mind is stayed on the Lord. That's continual, that keeping. As verse 4 directs us, it's based on the God who is an everlasting rock. And given the context of this prophecy, that of the destruction of the church's enemies and restoration of the church, this peace extends not just to individuals, but through all the world, to all creation. There are two further aspects then of this perfect peace. It is lasting, lasting in duration, and it is lasting its domain, all creation. Other scriptures bring that out, but here we catch a glimpse of it. A congregation, by God's grace, we have made it through the year 2018. But know that the peace in which God keeps you, as you trust in Him, that peace lasts into 2019 and beyond. God granted us peace, didn't He, though, in 2018? Peace in illness, uncertainties, conflicts. And God will continue to grant you peace in 2019 and even forever. And one reason we read Scripture and pray to those who are about to undergo surgery or who are going through a trial is because we need to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Because there is perfect peace. And as you and I throughout this year and forever walk in faith and not by sight, God grants that perfect peace until the need for keeping and guarding, protecting in that peace is removed. And the peace will be extended. Beyond just peace within our souls, beyond peace in our families, peace throughout the entire creation when Christ comes again. Now, theologians today often talk of that peace in terms of the word shalom. That's simply speaking the Hebrew word that we translate as peace, shalom. If you say shalom, you're saying the Hebrew word for peace, but using the Hebrew word, because it's so different from our English word, it allows us to give that bigger fullness than our English word allows. This fullness gets at that peace throughout creation. No more fear, no more anxiety at all, no more violence, no more racism, no more greed, no more broken relationships. No more oppression, no more rebellion, no more adultery, no more coveting, no more idolatry, no more sin, no more death, no more enemies of God or of the saints. That shalom has an eye to when the kingdom of heaven will come in its fullness to earth, when Christ will make all things new, restoring all the good that sin and death have made crooked, have broken. The longing that we especially speak of at this time of year, that there would be peace on earth, it will come to pass. Not through the governments of man, not through social action, not through retreating and leaving it all behind for us, but in ways that unbelieving man has no idea, no concept of, but the Word of God foretells it. We see it at the end of the book of Revelation when God makes all things new. What a wonderful hope that is for you and me, brothers and sisters. As we have already now entered into the new year, to 2019. The peace God gives you will last forever and ever, only increasing and growing deeper and wider, broader and higher. And we have a beginning of that now. But the fullness awaits the new heavens and new earth. Until that day, till Jesus returns to earthly eyes, there isn't much peace around us. There are wars, rumors of wars. Those will continue to the end. There are conflicts within families, between families, but look with the eyes of faith. See that throughout the years, even from the death and resurrection of Christ, the Lord has granted peace to His children through many, many hardships, many trials. The Lord has taken the souls of His children home to heaven when their earthly life is complete, bringing them into the peace and joy of His glorious presence. And live in faith that in every area of your life, in every relationship you have, as the Lord gives opportunity, prayerfully bring that peace by bringing the Word of God to bear. Study the Bible to see how you ought to live as a child of God in your calling as a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a child, a grandfather, a great-grandmother. Study the Bible for how you should act toward your enemies, toward those who might be your friends but hurt you. Study the Bible for how you should approach the unknown, to approach financial problems, to deal with extra time on your hands. Do you know how to study the Bible? Now, the Men's Society, Lord willing, will be going through a series on how to study the Bible. And all men are welcome to that study, to get into the Word. Pray along with the reading, the studying, the hearing, to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. And the Lord blesses that. He will bless that in this coming year. And His Holy Spirit will work more within you to strengthen your faith, to keep your mind stayed on Him so that that perfect peace will move into every area of your life. As we said already, with regard to peace within our own lives, so with peace that affects others' lives in the entire world, it will not come in its fullness in this life, but only when Jesus comes again. But it does come in part now. The Lord keeps His promises. God keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him because he trusts in Him. The Lord will continue to keep His promises, brothers and sisters. He grants perfect peace. He grants lasting peace. But as we consider briefly in our third point, this peace, it is for believers. Peace for believers. Those whose mind is stayed on the Lord are kept by the Lord in perfect peace. Why is that? Is it simply from some law, some rule, because some checklist of keeping one's mind stayed on the Lord has happened? No, but it's through faith. And as we read, because He trusts in you. This peace, this perfect peace, this lasting peace, is only for believers in Jesus. For only believers in Jesus are in the kingdom of heaven, which, as Paul wrote, is a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We are to seek to live at peace with all persons, unbeliever and believer alike. But the unbeliever, they experience no peace, not true peace. An unbeliever might have a life of earthly calm. You might see this in this coming year. They might have what appears to be a happy family, good health, a happy disposition. But that again is not the peace the Bible is ultimately speaking of. This peace finds its anchor in God through faith in Him. Because even if someone's earthly life appears to have everything someone could wish from it, it will pass away. We sang about that. Until the time Jesus returns, life passes on. and every person will die. Now in this past year, just a couple of our number have gone to be with the Lord. They will be missed. But they were translated from the church militant to the church triumphant. We don't know how many of our number, if any, who will make that transition this year from this life to glory. But we do know that every person here today will make it if the Lord tarries. But the unbeliever, he, she goes from the peace that he knows in this life, even if his life is filled with sorrows, goes only into eternal torment. All the gifts God granted in this life to the unbeliever are taken away from him, from her, at the moment of death, and then there is no peace at all for the wicked. None whatsoever. Yet there are not many wicked who have outward peace in this life. Some do, but many are afflicted with fears, anxieties, broken relationships, sickness. Regardless of little or much earthly peace, though, in this life, it must all be set aside. And let the wicked turn from his wicked way to the Lord, to repent and believe. Because those, you and I, brothers and sisters, who trust in the Lord, we are rooted in the one who does not die. The one, as we read, who is an everlasting rock. God endures. God is the source of peace, of perfect peace. And as we are rooted in him, we partake of that peace. He keeps him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And so, congregation, on this first morning of the year of our Lord 2019, where is your mind? Where is your trust? Don't place them on the things of this life. For there is not peace, true peace, in this year or in any other. Always trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. In your trials, in your struggles, joys and blessings, trust in him. Not merely his power, not merely his providence, his might. That's true, that's good. But especially his grace given you in Christ. That Jesus died and paid for your sins. That he rose again. He has made you right with God. He has made peace. And in that faith, know, believe, God is for you. He's not against you. He has granted you the kingdom of heaven. He has granted you that kingdom that is a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because you trust in him. The saints of God have always found God to be true to his word. Our faith is never misplaced. It's weak, but it's never misplaced. Oh, rest upon God in this year, beloved. And find for yourself the truth of his word. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord and be blessed. Have perfect peace now and in the year of our Lord 2019 and forever. And with this, have a blessed new year. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your word is clear. We confess our faith is weak, and you know it will always be weak. We need to hear you promise us, give us these promises. We need to hear it again and again. We need your Spirit to work within our hearts, a trust in you always, and to strengthen that faith. And Lord, do that. As we hear again your grace given us in Christ, strengthen that faith. Fill us with your Spirit, that we would have peace. Peace you give us, not as the world gives, but a true, a perfect peace. Thank you so much. And as we go into this world where there is a lack of true peace, give us those opportunities and the boldness to point others to where there is peace, to point them to Jesus. Give us more opportunities in this year than the previous year to testify to your grace in Christ. Lord, we thank you. You are so good to us. May you receive all the praise, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.